This is the Inside Track. We're at the Lee County Speedway Car Show at the Hy-Vee in Keokuk. Got a chance to talk for just a minute with Sport Mod driver Chris Larson from Keokuk. Chris, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you, Chris, you bought this car last year and wasn't very darn long. I talked to you a couple times. So you had a pretty good end of the season.
Yeah, it went pretty good, and we made a few changes. Didn't want to change too much, of course, but just kind of freshened everything up and put a new body on it, and anxious to see what it does. We went to Quincy in practice, and it felt pretty good, so hopefully just keep the sides on it and can finish pretty good.
I don't think there's anything more exciting than when a guy purchases a race car and it doesn't take him long to figure out, hey, I think I got a good one.
Yeah, I've bought several of them, you know, and we had a little bad luck, and we wrecked that other one, and I told my partner, Pete, well, let's go get a good one. So Sobbing had their backup car, and I said I didn't think we could go wrong there.
Well, you can't go wrong there. I watched this car up there at Knoxville when he picked up the win up there in it, and it's a strong car.
Yeah, it sure is, and so we'll just we'll see what happens.
What do you got planned for this season?
I think we're gonna try to run Quincy quite a bit, and then of course Donaldson, and then Burlington's got a half the shows up there and kind of hit there, so kind of stay close around home. I think gas prices are going to get high and get expensive, so try to stay close around home.
I've been talking to a few drivers about Quincy. How much more, I'll ask you the same question, how much more difficult do you feel, let's say you go to a Donaldson, you race this car there, you go to Memphis, you race there, how much more difficult is Quincy?
Well, I wouldn't say it's too much more difficult. It's a gear change, and you just got to step on the steering wheel more. You're just in the corners a lot, and course down there, it's they're running the UMP late models and modified, so you're always going to have a very slick track down there, and so it's just going to be kind of a little setup issue and gearing and stuff like that, but they're going to have a lot of new drivers down there, so when it's slick, you're going to have to be careful and watch out, and it's not going to be a lot of times who's got the fastest car is going to win.
Right. That's right. The guy that doesn't make any mistakes.
Exactly. So you got to watch out for the other guy, and it's not always just see how fast you can go right off the bat. So I'm anxious to see what happens. Dad used to race down there. It was one of his home tracks and did good, and he always liked it. But I really like the bigger tracks. It just seems like you can get out and get away from a lot of guys, and it's just you're bunched up and Rubbin's racing, they say.
Doing good, or saying he did good, is putting it lightly. Larry Larson was tough down there at that Quincy track.
Yeah, he was. Yep. So
who you got helping you this year as far as pit crew?
I got Steve Ryder and of course Dad Larry Larson and Jim Wilson, partner Pete, and my girlfriend Denise, and we picked up some pretty good sponsors, and I started a tire club, and sometime I need to go through those names. It was something I didn't know it would work, and boy, I just had people left and right, and I end up with 12 or 13 people. They buy a tire for the season, and they get their name on their car and a free T-shirt from Outlaw Tees.
You got them with you, or you got them on the car?
Yeah, sure.
Well, let's go through them. Go right ahead, Chris.
I got, on the tire club, I got Ron and Pearl Phelps, Justin Kiger, Chad Duffy, Kent Bigley and Shelly Conway, Larry Larson and Jeannie Conover, Bill and Barb Sloop, Haley Larson and Luke Hobson, Tim and Ashley Fowler, Delbert Stevens, Rick Smith, Nate Allen, and Brent Slutz.
Who else you got for sponsors on the car?
TSS, the safety specialist out of Keokuk in Alaska, Nopley's Pizza Restaurant out of Burlington, Razor Chassis, Tri-State Grain, and there's one other. Endura Motor Company. I don't know how I forgot that with Pete, and then the guys that helped me.
Well, believe me, it's not the first time we've had to do that. We've already done it in the mall a couple times this year, and I'll be doing it at the track, taking a little look around the car.
Sure, sure. So, yeah, I'll have them wrote down, because I get out of there and you're excited, and I go blank. So
you better have them wrote down, because I got a feeling I'm going to be talking to you.
Yeah, and then I got Kirsten Machine and Ken Sippy Enterprise out there. Jack helps me quite a bit.
Well, Chris, thanks for talking with us for a few minutes, and hope you have a good season in Sport Mod class this year.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.